have you left right division August 2014? Have you left right division? I have two questions for you. Are you out of your mind? What is wrong with you? Why would anyone leave the greatest message in the world? Paul says in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 6 and verse 7, from which some have swerved, have turned aside into vain jangling. Verse 7, desiring to be teachers of the law, understanding neither what they say nor whereof they affirm. As Paul says also in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 3. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 3. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. Are you like one of the Galatians that left grace to turn to law? Galatians 3, verse 1. Galatians chapter 3, verse 1. O foolish Galatians, who had bewitched you that ye should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ had been evidently set forth crucified among you? What would motivate anyone to leave the faith, the unity that we have in Christ? For some it is the love of money. If you thought that becoming a Grace Bible teacher would make you a lot of money, think again. You must not be in this for the money. Get a job. Paul made tents. He worked hard to feed himself and other people that were with him. This does not change your salvation. It changes your sanctification, and by the same token, it changes your reward at the judgment seat of Christ. I hope that you did not succumb to peer pressure. I know that peer pressure from friends and family members. I know the pressure from friends and family members. People like a place of worship for different reasons. You may go to a certain place because you like to be in the choir, or because of the children's programs, or because of the Sunday school, or for some other reason. Now, I've known a man, an Anglican, and he knew right division, he knew scripture, but he stayed there because, you know, the kids go there, the families go there, the friends go there, and he knew that the teaching of the Canadian Anglican Church in the days were wrong. But why did he stay there? I don't know. But in this case, I don't think he was ever really a right divider, but maybe he was. Maybe not. Doesn't matter. But that's another issue, is that if you find yourself in the wrong place, why don't you leave? And there is a cost. The cost is a human cost, but it's not a spiritual cost. You should defend your faith. Did you go back to the law because it is structured, or do you want to stay free under grace? If you place yourself under the law, any law, then you must obey that law. When you leave right division, are you not reading someone else's mail and apply it to you? The other mail belongs to Israel and not to the body of Christ. You cannot serve God under the law. Under the law, you are a servant that is not much use to the Lord. But under grace, you can serve God willingly. Is it not better to say to serve by love and not because you have to? Then what good are you to God having departed from the faith? How then can other people be saved if you do not teach salvation correctly? are you following your flesh, your carnal mind? If you do not stand for the truth, who will? The law is under works, not under grace. And by works you cannot be saved. In Romans 11, chapter 11, verse 6. Romans chapter 11, verse 6. And if by grace, then it is no more of works. Otherwise, grace is no more grace. But if it be of works, then it is no more grace. Otherwise, work is no more work. So if you have left right division, you're out of grace and you're into something else, then the only thing that you can be in is law. Do you want to become a teacher of the law? I hope not. What does Paul recommend to all saved persons? In Titus chapter 2 verse 1, but speak thou the things which become sound doctrine. Let's see what you have here in Titus chapter 1 verses 9 through 15. Titus 1 verse 9. Holding fast the faithful word as he had been taught, that he may be able by sound doctrine both to exhort and to convince the gainsayer. For there are many unruly and vain talker and deceivers, especially day of the circumcision. See, I know there's a lot of pressure, but you have to stand fast. Now here comes the money again. Verse 11. Whose mouth must be stopped, who subvert whole houses, teaching things which they ought not, for filthy lucre's sake. Verse 12. One of them, even a prophet of their own, said, the Christians are always liars, evil beasts, slow bellies. Verse 13. This witness is true. Wherefore, rebuke them sharply, that they may be sound in the faith. Verse 14. Not giving heed to Jewish fables and commandments of men that turn from the truth. Verse 15. Unto the pure all things are pure, but unto them that are defiled and unbelieving is nothing pure. But even their mind and conscience is defiled. Verse 16. They profess that they know God, but in works they deny Him, being abominable and disobedient and unto every good work reprobate. Has your faith become vain and of no value to God? If you go away from the message of right division, you're out of the service. Now, you may think you're doing good, but you're not. Because you need to teach grace in the dispensation of grace according to right division and not get out of it. Whatever the pressures are, whatever the incentive is, even if you could make three times the money, refuse it. You must refuse it. I know there's a lot of pressure and I hear all kinds of things. Well, this, well, that. Whatever. Makes no difference to me. I am going to stay in this. I don't care what people say. I don't care the reasons. I'm going to stay into right division because after years of getting up to this point that I am in, I'm now locked in. I'm locked into this position. I'm not getting out. I don't understand why people get out. But, we do see this happen. People study and then they find something and then they agree with Mr. So-and-so and they read some book or whatever. No. There is one book to follow. That one, the King James. If what some people say agree with it, fine. But if it doesn't agree with this book, reject it. Now, everyone out there, I hope that you are saved. And if you are not saved, you can become saved very simply by believing that how Christ died for your sins, that he was buried, and 3 days after he rose again. Believe that and be saved. That's it. Have a good day.